APE Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A law enforcement official tells the AP Tashfeen Malik, the woman who with her husband shot and killed 14 people in San Bernardino, California, pledged alliance to the Islamic State group and its leader in Facebook posts using an alias. The posts were deleted before this week's attack. Malik was a Pakistani woman who came to the U.S. last year on a fiancé visa before she was married in California to Saeed Farouk. They have a child. Farhan Khan is Farouk's brother-in-law. He told NBC News he can't explain what happened.
The only way I see is, you know, it's my crazy act. And what's the outcome? You left your six-month-old daughter.
The FBI has not determined a motive yet for the shootings. There's more evidence that could support a hike in interest rates. The government says 211,000 jobs were added last month. Bankrate.com analyst Mark Hamrick says the rate hike could happen as long as there are no major shocks.
We can imagine there could be a worst-case scenario of a financial crisis or something else that would be virtually disastrous that could wave the Fed off.
The Federal Reserve's next meeting is less than 2 weeks away. Wall Street stocks are sharply higher, the Dow up 220 points. Authorities in Belgium say they're hunting for two new suspects in connection with the deadly attacks in Paris. Meantime, the European Union agreed on a system to share airline passenger information to check for extremists. The AP's Laurie Hinnett is in Paris.
Under the agreement, interior ministers will grant law enforcement agencies access to information gathered by airlines, such as names, itineraries, credit cards, and contact information.
The government and an international humanitarian organization are asking a judge in Texas to reject attempts by the state to block Syrian refugees from resettling in Texas. This is AP Radio News. Buffalo, New York has broken a 116-year-old snow record, actually for a lack of snow. The last time the city waited this long for at least a tenth of an inch of snow was in 1899. No snow is in the forecast in Buffalo until at least the middle of the month. The University of Miami is welcoming their new football coach, Mark Richt.
I don't want to make a lot of promises other than I want to promise that we're going to get to work and we're going to try to earn the right for victory. It's a process.
Richt had been coach at the University of Georgia. The two sides parted ways earlier this week. It's a homecoming for Richt. He played for the University of Miami. Organizers of the Rio Summer Olympics changed their minds. They reversed course and have decided all athletes will have air conditioning in their rooms for free. The earlier decision was because of budget cuts. If the athletes wanted AC, they would have to pay for it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.